ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care. The southern watch a special rising sun. You ride the southern watch a special rising sun. My special rider should for sitting around singing these special rider blues.
You're listening to I Wish You Could See This, and it is 12:09. That's right. We're a little late today.
But it's our regular start time from now on.
That's right. We're on Australia time now.
We're going to play a
song. Turn my mic up.
We're going to play a song, and then we will get situated.
All right. Enjoy this one.
I'm serious. Am I even on the air?
No, man. Come on.
All right, guys, what? Hey. I'm still on.
You don't need.
I need you.
back. Sorry for the difficulty.
And we're back. Sorry for the difficulty.
But we're back. Sorry for the difficulty.
And we're back.
Sorry for the difficulty.
That's the new name of our new show.
Can you turn Ryan up?
Ryan, which mic are you?
Turn up. Two?
Because this is two. Wait. Whoa. Hey, Ryan, want to hear something crazy?
I'm actually fine.
Your mic isn't on the thing.
Caleb, can you go down a bit?
I'm really bad. There are two mic ones on the thing. I don't know which one's me. I will try and fix that.
Whoa, guys, can we have a segment where we're all auto-tuned?
Yeah, you want to share with Jack for now?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
How do we auto-tune ourselves?
Oh, that's fun.
In real time.
Oh, wow.
It takes a village.
We could, I could run a microphone into Logic in my computer and then have it play through the aux on my computer.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, we could do that.
If we cared enough, we would do that.
I can bring my, no, I can't. I could bring my microphone next time.
Next time.
And we can do that.
Next time.
But it'll only be in one microphone. I wouldn't know how to get this stream of audio into an auto-tune.
Or we can do, like, some whisper down the lane games where I tell Jack something, then Jack tells Greg something, and who knows how Caleb hears. But,
and we do that on the radio,
just
live.
Just all the time, whispering to each other.
Yeah, that's all we do. Do you guys want to play my game?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Ryan, I cannot figure this out.
My voice is so silky smooth, like almond milk.
You know, no one can hear you, right?
No! Oh, that's why I sound so good.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I don't.
Dang.
What?
So I'm gonna give you three random buzzwords put together, and you guys have to come up with three separate business ideas. Okay, so I'm gonna give you 15 seconds.
You know what? I would love that. Based on the buzzwords?
Yeah. So you have to...
Oh, this mic. Say, hello, my people.
Exactly.
Hello, the radio man.
That's why we're saying share the mic.
I am the video star. Hello.
I think he just got your mic working, though.
And my mic is not working. I'm
not
back here now. Whoa.
Okay, so...
Stereo.
Nope. Still no.
Mono.
Mono, then. Thank you. The
first ones. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Invested in Common Core digital literacy.
That's very easy. Can I take that?
Think about it a little more.
I'm set. So that's, okay. Do you need more time? Because that's cool. That's totally fine if you do.
But remember, this is a comedy show.
You're not. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe you want to take a little more time.
Maybe I'll take a second. Take a second thought.
Yeah.
Okay, but can I just say Common Core is not a buzzword.
Yeah, I think it is.
Sure it is.
It's a real thing, though.
No, but I mean,
buzzwords are still real things.
Has to be...
Generation X is a buzzword.
Okay,
it has to work for it to be real, and Common Core didn't work, Greg.
Yeah.
You Bush supporter.
What about 4G Agile Aggregator?
Oh, I thought we were doing the other one. I had a thing.
It's ever heard of the Rosetta Stone?
Thank you. I'm listening.
No, that's
the idea.
Oh.
Now,
Greg. Because I haven't... Oh, and I'd like to.
Oh.
Okay. All right. The mics are officially fixed.
Nice. Good job, Caleb.
Good job, Caleb.
Jesus, now I'm turning you down.
Whoa, no swearing, please.
Sorry. Jesus is a swear?
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Ryan, how do I get to your soundboard?
RyanWSheehan.com/sounds, and that's free to use at you at home, too.
Oh.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Sorry. Cross-platform digital divide signage.
All right. Well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Cross-platform digital design signage.
Yeah, what do you do?
You want to know?
You want to know my business.
You want to know what we do?
I'm Mark Anthony Cuban.
Mark Anthony Cuban? Mr. Wonderful?
Yeah, I love that joke.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's very funny.
Here's what we do. Cross-platform digital design.
It's your company. I forget the name already.
Well, that actually, the name of the company, and here's what's interesting. The name
are
of
you,
company.
Sorry, huh? are you filibustering?
Huh?
Are you Philip Buster?
I am Philip Buster.
Caleb's killing airtime. I have an idea.
Okay.
Give it, Ryan. Give
so
it
you know
way.
How college students will like steal street signs? He's hissing like a cat. He's in heat. You know how college students will steal street signs to decorate their pitiful dorm rooms?
I do.
Okay, yeah,
I do.
So
I didn't.
So
that.
Imagine this: we're at like a really underfunded school. The diving team, no pool even.
No way.
So they steal.
A company?
They steal all the company. There's a company. Uh-huh. You thought I was gonna have one, but I do.
Good.
This company goes around, steals all the street signs in the town, builds multiple diving boards for this underprivileged diving team, and then. It's also a VR video game, so it's digital. Across platform. They're crossing the platforms.
Oh.
A signage. There he goes.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay. What about this? These two buzzwords together.
Okay, that was clever.
Think outside the box, technological masturbation.
Greg, I mean, who better to take this than you?
Right.
Sorry. I wasn't done. Think outside the box, technological masturbation, strategic ineptness.
Isn't that like Pizza Hut slogan?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
So Pizza Hut is my answer.
I think Pizza Hut slogan is actually when you're Papa, you're John's.
Oh, I thought it was no. I'm thinking of Taco Bell. Think outside the bun.
That's Taco Bell.
That's Taco Bell. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they hit you.
How bitter do you have to be as like a non-burger related company to make exactly. your about slogan burgers. About burgers?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You chomped on my bit.
Great,
tasty.
I don't remember all the words in there, but I was gonna say it's a company that sells boxes with a hole cut in them, a la Lonely Island in a box. If you remember that classic hit, they sell those things, and it's on. They sell them online, and you can order them.
They sell boxes with a pee hole.
Yeah.
In them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they do, and that's strategic. Ineptness, because your girlfriend or other lady partner would have to be pretty inept in her strategy to go reaching into a box that cannot move from a man's hips. It's not a smart gag. That's the point we're trying to make here.
What's your revenue?
What's our revenue?
Uh-huh.
From
just the last quarter.
It's a three. It's at a three right now.
Yeah. It's at a three. We're hoping to climb up to a 3.5.
3.5 for what?
Thank you. Next question.
Light years. Thank you. Next question.
Okay. For Caleb.
I'll take this one for Caleb.
Caleb, can you turn me up on Aux 2? Not my voice, but
got
the
it.
Aux
got
2.
It. Yep.
Okay. Your buzzword is bring your own device, next generation.
Okay. Here's what this device. Here's what this startup is. Ready? This startup is targeted towards young mothers. Okay. Mothers who are pregnant. They haven't had their kids yet.
Okay, wait. So women who are pregnant or mothers who are pregnant? They have a kid already?
I guess it could be either. Women who are pregnant could also be mothers. And they go to like get the ultrasound. And the doctor says, you know, your kids are going to have to bring their own device. Being the next generation. And right. So what this does is they do these cheap, 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 very dangerous surgeries. Where they put in cell phones into the womb with the child and glue them to their hands so that when they come out, next generation has brought their own device.
Wow.
Okay. Who wants another one?
I have one for you, Jack. Mr. God over here.
Okay, real quick. Streamline Battlefield.
Okay. Greg, we could take this one together.
Yeah.
Streamline Battlefield?
Basically, yeah. All right, well.
You could start. You do the opening statement.
Okay, right. I always do the opening statement. Sharks,
uh-huh.
Mr. Wonderful, have you ever thought to yourself, man, my strategic board game takes way too damn long?
Mm-hmm.
And we have some example strategic board games for you.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Brisk.
Mark, this one's for you.
You want brisk? You want to drink some brisk?
Fresca.
Mark, this one's for you. It's Risk.
Hello, yes.
Mr. Wonderful, Monopoly, of course.
Oh, classic.
But Barbara, we got you actually the
Shoots
cream
and
of the crop, the bean of the bunch,
uh-huh.
the
kettle of the can.
Indeed, it's the game Battleship. So
I forgot what the words are.
Me too.
It was Streamline Battlefield.
Okay, all right.
Well, I thought you said Battleship. So
we're going to need that back,
Barbara. Well, get this. So it's the draft, but only for white-collar workers.
Streamline Battlefield.
So
white
streamline
collar.
White.
I don't. I have to admit, I don't know what white collar means.
So like anyone working at a big four consulting firm, example.
That's
what surprises me. You don't know what that means.
Yeah, I find it a little.
As the son suspicious. Of farmers, we just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any of the collars.
You haven't heard of Purple Hearts?
No, no, no. The White Hats?
Wow. Different. Oh, my God.
What about the Green Berets?
Step off.
Black Panthers? Wow.
Wow.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, though.
Really important movie. Come on.
Really proud of you, Greg. That's why I'm clapping.
Here. Hey, somebody turn up these sounds so
they're
I can
up.
Respond.
They're up.
They're not up. I can't hear them.
Are you in aux one or two?
I'm in two.
It's up.
Oh, I can hear them just a little.
Greg, play the sound. Not that one.
Good. Which what's the one that you like,
Ryan? The Web 5.0.
Okay, I was going to play that one.
All right. Thank you.
Wait,
for that.
I have a quick one for Jack, Mr. Puppet Master. I'm a real-time portal podcasting.
Real-time portal portal
podcasting.
Portal podcasting?
Portal podcasting.
Okay.
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Well, Mama said they'd take me anywhere. Now, what I have for you sharks, if
Bill
you will
Clinton.
Hear me. If you will hear me, sharks, and I do have plenty of money, so know that that's not why I'm doing this.
Why are you doing this, Mr. Clinton?
That's for me to know and you to know later. Okay. Now, so real-time portal podcasting. Who likes to think about the future or the past? Okay, I was president. Been there, done that. I'm going to be president. Been there, do that. Okay? So, real time, we're talking about right now, we're talking about today.
Right.
Today, you guys can play Portal, and all you have to do is remind me what that third word was.
Podcast?
Oh, you know what? That's right. So, we're going to take a podcast, and we're going to have you guys play it, and then I'll be president again. Just let me be president again.
It's his honesty, that he's so candid.
He is, and I love that
I
about
love
him.
That about him.
So, if you will let me DJ for you, I will play a game. I will play any game you want, Jigsaw.
Who's Jigsaw?
Why are you telling me this?
You haven't seen the Saw one. Movies?
No.
They came out during my presidency.
Really? So how did you have time to see them, Mr.
I Clinton? Didn't do nothing in office. And I'm telling you, Mark, okay? Mark, yeah. I'm telling you now that the president is a fooey position.
No.
And what you really want to be is Secretary
of the Interior.
Of Bill Clinton. Now that
Jeez.
Is what you...
Come on. That's touchy.
No.
Lewd. That's just
okay.
Lewd.
That's Lou.
She's okay. out there trying to make it as a public speaker.
Bill Clinton's She's right here, to... baby. She's in the room.
I wasn't talking about you. You self-centered.
Say it. Say what you were going to say.
I was going to say you Clark Fuddler.
That's a slur.
Not where I come from, Mr. Clinton.
It's a compliment? Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
Do you want to be my secretary?
I respect you a lot, and yes.
Let's play a tune.
All right. This one's coming to you all the way from Arkansas, Oof. Minnesota. Oof. It's Love Never Felt So Good.
Dance. Let me see you move.
Like you hold me, hold me, and the night. Hey guys, while you were listening to that Moist track, we all became robots. Oh.
No, it stopped. It
Take
stopped.
It away. Degrassi is a good show for you, man.
It stopped halfway through. Wait, keep going.
It takes so long to type anything.
Filibuster someone, I swear.
This segment is called Robot O, and I'll be your host, Robot Dwayne the Robot Rock Johnson Rock, and I'm ready to get.
Hello, good to see you all.
This is so stupid.
You have to go in a circle.
Tony on this show for dirty.
Whoa, fuck. Yeah, so I'm gonna keep talking while we
type.
Yeah, while we type a little bit. Okay.
Let's get horny on this show for dirty boys today.
Why do they all have accents?
They all have accents because they're all immigrants.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
from the internet.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I said it. I just typed in "Is that it?" and that's how she pronounced it.
This segment is the slowest bit, and I'm the fastest man.
Let's play the game.
Sorry, go ahead, Caleb.
Flash, flash, flash.
You're not going to be able to understand it even if you do hear it.
What are you talking about? You don't know what I am.
Will you smell my pee?
Come on.
Jesus.
It wasn't me. It was the robo. It was the robo who said it. This is maybe the worst game ever.
Is there a game to it?
The fastest man alive, that's right, you heard me, and my pee smells faster.
What the hell did he just say?
That's right, and my pee smells faster. It's like playing an instrument.
Robots have no fun.
Why is it so quiet?
Why, Caleb, why did it take you the length of this bit to write that three-word sentence?
Four words. This is dumb.
Okay, let's play another song.
Yeah.
That was Robot Army.
I'm the loudest and therefore the winner.
Grimes is a really good voice,
yeah,
too.
Great speaker.
I'm the loudest and therefore the winner.
This has been an iPhone X commercial.
Okay. Right, Greg, are you playing the song?
You want me to play the song?
Yeah, I'll play it.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Yeah, baby, come on. Play.
That was a good bit.
Yeah, that was enough.
You gotta turn him up, though.
Oh, yeah, you gotta turn me up.
I am Ryan. I've always been Ryan, and here's a song.
Take you on.
never gonna give you up.
Of the show, we're all gonna take a nap and talk in our sleep.
All right.
Caleb doesn't like robots, and that's why he'll be the first to go.
We're all sleeping at the same time, right?
We're all asleep, and the robot's asleep.
I'm back, sorry.
So everyone close their eyes who are listening to this right now. Everyone in this room, close your eyes. Everyone listening, close your eyes. Even if you're driving.
Especially if you're driving.
Yeah, just drive right into your closed eyes.
Just all right, we'll all do it together, okay?
So we're all going to, this little time, it's just going to be, it's going to be a glass of warm milk for you to enjoy. And you're walking, through a forest, and you see a dragon, but today, you're not going to fire your arrow, because it's time to sleep. And this other voice is whispering
too, and he says, look out into the sea in front of you. What do you see in front of you? Well, there's the ocean, and the water, and the waves, and the rocks. And think about all the little things floating around in there, like the sharks, and the dragons, and the fireflies, and the squids, and the jellyfish, and all the little particles of sand.
Get on with it.
And how many particles of sand are there? Well, that's just enough.
I missed the premise of the bit. So, I think that we're describing a glass of milk, and that's really gross if it has all those things in it that Caleb just described. And I'm drinking a glass of milk now.
This guy drinks milk really badly. Yeah, he's choking on
all the jellyfish.
A lot of sand. Jellyfish in this warm milk. A lot of fish.
So you're walking and you see the ocean and you're thinking about your milk and you drink your milk and you think about all the animals in the sea and animals in the sky and animals around you. And you hear another voice whispering to tell you to relax. And what does it say exactly?
Hey there, Mr. Buddy. Hey, here I am. Listen, look at all the danimals around you. The animals are mixing with the milk and the fruit and creating danimals six-pack fun packs for you and me.
Sorry, sir. Are you trying to give me beer? Yogurts were once snakes. Let them live again.
I'm trying to sleep, and you're trying to give me yogurt beer.
No, that's not what I was trying to do at all.
You're what? Forcing it down my mouth.
Hey, don't resist. I wasn't trying to give you beer. I was trying to give you Danimals.
Why would I want Danimals? I'm full.
Full of?
Danimals. This has happened 1,000 times before.
And it will happen 1,000 times again.
And it will happen 1,000 times again.
And it will happen 1,000 times again. And it will happen 1,000 times again. And it will happen 1,000 times again. And it will happen 1,000 times again.
1,000.
Web 5.0.
That was a reading of Arthur Miller's first play.
Wow.
This will happen. Which is called, as we all know it,
Hello, I'm Arthur Miller, and I'm using my typewriter for the first time.
Wow. It was it was kind of controversial that they published it.
Yeah,
it was post-mortem, and some people think that the play shouldn't have been published, and some people think that it wasn't a play at all.
This is maybe perhaps just a piece of paper used to test his typewriter.
Test
words. Because the words, test, typing is cool, this is cool, L.
For sure
and
test.
This is just the character list.
Right. He's describing the set.
What was the set again?
The set was...
doody doo da dwa da dwa dwee da doo doo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
in like community theaters, they have a hard time doing that just because of the budget constraints.
And the licensing fees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, the hardest part in that play to perform on stage is
the antagonist.
With the semicolon at the end, right.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because you have to pause anytime you say his name because of how it's spelled. Because of the semicolon. So
that's the difficult part.
For the musical sections that of this play, that's a play.
And do not make the mistake. It is a play.
Do not, because I have, play. And I have been scolded profusely.
It says play on the front.
Right. On the very front of it.
It does say play. It does say play.
What do you mean it does say that?
Where were you looking?
I was looking for
wrong, sir. Wrong.
The famous line.
That
from
scene.
The play.
What do you guys feel about that scene?
I think that scene is really exciting.
I think about it every day, and it makes me so scared.
Is that Gene Wilder?
Yeah.
So is that?
I actually. What Gene part Wilder? Of what part of the wonks is that part?
That's the end. That's when Grandpa Joe. They're in his office, and he's, like, yelling at them.
Oh, yeah.
And Grandpa Joe's like, well, Charlie won. Charlie did this. Wrong. Like, we did everything you asked. We didn't do anything wrong. Wrong, sir. Wrong. You'll see here on section whatever, he pulls out this piece of paper has been cut in half. Everything in his office is cut in half. And
I
understand
that.
Why.
He
puts on a little monocle or whatever, and it's, like, kind of having there's a bust of someone cut in half.
A monocle is cut in half?
Or it's a magnifying glass. It's something that he goes to read the paper with. He's like, section this, and he's, like, spitting, and his face is all red, and it's so scary.
It's so
that's wrong.
Scary.
He gets nothing. Charlie gets nothing.
How do they resolve that? Do you remember?
They say, come live with me in my shack.
I don't remember.
I think it's totally...
Come live with me in Shaq.
And Shaquille O'Neal. I think that totally, what's the word? Like, veers off from the plot of the book.
Yes, it does.
I don't think that happens in the book at all.
But I really
what happened
like it.
In the book? I remember reading The Great Glass Elevator, but I don't remember
what happened.
There's like, they meet aliens.
In the Greek Gladiator, it was so good.
Yes, I do.
That.
I remember
which
that
is crazy.
Too. That was really cool. And I remember I thought it was so cool that the elevator went sideways.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing in the book. And then my mom was like, it's just a train. My mom didn't say that.
She yelled the whole thing. It's the whole thing with the aging. Like, they get the grandparents to age backwards.
Oh, yeah. And they're like babies, right?
And then some of them go too far.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That, like, scared
ghosts.
Me.
They become ghosts. Like, they become nothing.
That's oh, my really gosh. That's so messed
and
up.
And there's, like, the space hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And the fact that that all works in a book is crazy.
I got to read that again. That sounds awesome.
I think every time I go home, I try to find my copy. I think I lost it.
That idea is so, so sad. Like, you're going too far young.
Yes,
and, like, some of the grandparents. And you, like, know those characters by that. Yeah. You've spent an entire book with those characters.
And he loves them.
They're going to grow up.
They go no, they turn to nothing because they go too far.
No, no.
That's not scary to
they
you.
They try to get them because they have this weird like.
Well, it's just death.
Don't they have like a net or something?
It's like a like a pump, like a bike pump. And they suck in, and they try to get them to come in.
What?
How does that make any sense?
Roald Dahl
was
okay. Ronald Donald is like the scariest man ever.
Yeah.
You know, I also read Fantastic Mr. Fox a lot, and it was really good. And that one was a lot less freaky.
Yeah, I like the drawings.
Yeah, the drawings.
Quentin
really good.
Someone, Quentin Blake or something.
I don't remember.
That is a name.
I think that might be it.
Oh,
that's a really good book too.
But he also. What about Danny Champion of the World? You read that one?
No, I wasn't stupid.
Oh my god, it was about this boy who like, who like had this whole like adventure with his dad, and they were like catching pheasants in the woods, and they like rigged this whole system. It was so good. It was like about his guy. His dad is awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Should we read a PSA?
Yeah, probably.
Can we read a personal PSA after?
All right, here's one. This is really important, okay? Can I get some background music?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. Why not cover your computer camera, right? I mean, if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not just cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, I mean, just consider covering it up. But why not cover your computer camera? I mean, just, you know, why not cover it?
Is this a real PSA?
A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just why not cover it?
Just why not? I mean,
just
why not?
Just why not? Just why not? What do you have to lose?
Dude, I mean, sir, like, you don't
just
even
take
use
a shot. Audition. Just audition. Why not?
Why not? Like, you're not going to lose anything. I mean, you barely even call home anyway. Why not just cover it?
Yeah,
you don't use it.
Why not just call audition? Home. Get Adobe Audition and go and call your family.
And record the call and edit it in Adobe
Audition. But don't use your camera because you're going to cover it.
Right. And you're just editing audio
to Ryan.
Okay, so the PSA. Is did you guys know that Shaq? You guys said Shaq at one point, and then I tuned out and just started doing Shaq.
Research. Okay, wait. I also have something that relates to that PSA. So
yeah, that's I think I know what after. You're talking about.
He owns 17 Auntie Anns, 150 car washes, 155 Five Guys, 4 24-hour fitnesses, a movie theater, and Muscle Milk and vitamin water
and a huge stake recently in Papa John's.
Oh my
he
God.
Is now on the board of Papa John's, which was a Tufts Today joke I wrote, which was because his quote made me crack up, and it was the headline was like Shaq joins board of directors for Papa John's, and his quote was pizza is fun. I'm in the fun business. And then my response was, Papa John's actually let go Shaquille O'Neal, saying, we think he's confused. We are, in fact, in the pizza business.
That's crazy. Why? Those are not good investments.
I think it's funny that two of the businesses have numbers in the name. So you could, like, do some multiplication, like 155 guys and...
No, 155 five guys. If you have a lock, do not leave it hanging unlocked, he said. Lock it. Do not leave your locker unlocked, especially if it has high-value things. If you don't want to get it stolen, lock your locker, please.
That's funny.
That's funny. A real quote.
Was it written by Loyal Terry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hope it was. Also, that's a real man's name.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Loyal Terry.
Oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't say that.
That's okay. I don't think it matters.
Terry Royale.
Oh, like, we used to have these sundaes that we could order at Baskin-Robbins in Pacific Palisades called Cherry Royales. I think.
I can't ask
Are you
me
asking
how would I
us?
Know?
What?
Are you asking me something?
I'm in the wrong room. I'm sorry.
I should be in the question room, not the answer room.
You should be in one of my 155 five guys right here.
Five guys. I should be in one of my 155 five.
To finish the joke, that is 775 guys, everybody.
775 guys.
And fries.
And fries.
775 guys?
That's how many guys are fed by a single Five Guys every day.
775 guys.
Who? What robot is whispering
Can
right
you kill
now?
The robot?
Alex is whispering.
Just kill the robot.
775 guys.
Oh my God, it's
You're
so
listening
scary.
To WMFO in Medford.
This is I Wish You Could See This.
But you don't really.
I don't know. It's fine. It's not that impressive.
Yeah, this episode, bit of a stinker.
Bit of a stinker.
One of our best, and that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I like
listening to my kids talk about beer and stains on their jeans.
I can't even understand it because it's not a person.
You want to hear it again?
I do.
Turn up the volume.
No.
You're listening to my kids talk about deer and stains on their jeans.
Deer?
Can
deer
I get a web 5.0, please?
Oh, stain. Hell yeah, baby. One, two, one, two, three, click.
Wow. Okay, we got 3 minutes left, boys.
We struggle to think what we could do to fill that time.
Besides, go around and say one thing we learned. Ever, not in the show.
I learned that you shouldn't start a sentence without knowing where it's going. So I defer to someone else. Yeah.
All right, Greg, what did you learn?
I learned that cows don't come free, but they do come honest.
Okay, Ryan, what did you learn?
A penny saved is a beanstalk for Benjamin Franklin.
And I learned that the Liberty Bell doesn't ring for free.
All right. And that was 50 seconds of time.
That was our newest segment.
What can we do?
50 seconds of time.
So it turns out our show is so bad that it actually slows time down.
That's almost impressive.
That's actually remarkable.
You want to live forever? Just come here. It's an eternity. Unclear. That joke was unclear. I'm sorry.
Come here. It's an eternity.
It's your eternity. It really is.
I don't know. We have a last song lined up?
It's your tourniquet.
No.
Pick a nice 2 minute song, maybe 1 minute and 40 seconds song.
Do you know any song like that?
No. It's a song by Hunks and His Punks, and it's called Lover's Lane.
You're gonna have to enunciate.
Don't play that song.
It's gotta be
it's bad.
Now.
It's
well, then why would you now?
Okay, well, you got me distracted, so now I'm even further away from that real song.
Oh my god, this is gonna be the song.
What? Us talking right now?
Arguing.
Doubtful.
I can't believe
we can't let that happen.
You do this on air,
you're doing this right now.
You do this in front of everyone.
You're
going to
bring this up in front of me.
We have seven listeners.
I want to do my homework, and every day you make me come to WMFO.
Seven listeners. Seven people with lives. Do you know how many children that is? Let's say each person's a mother.
That's 775 children.
Five guys.
Okay, we gotta go.
Okay, this has been the worst episode in history.
I wish you could see this.
But please come back next week when we'll be talking about ice. Goodbye.
Come here, two bubblegum, and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.